rest of the story. You know, the year 1783 just may have been the most exciting year in our nation's history. The Treaty of Paris was signed September 3, thus officially, joyously terminating the Revolutionary War. The great patriots who had survived that conflict were now intensely involved in the administration of the new nation. Yet heroes and heroics have nothing to do with what you're about to hear. In fact, the fellow we're going to discuss took that gloriously hopeful, shiny, bright year of 1783, and he chose to do the most boring thing that anybody could imagine. He retired. Really, retired. Would you sympathize with his decision if you learned that he'd been wounded in the war? Well, he had not been wounded in the war. He just wanted to retire, to do something. To do something he had always wanted to do, to become a jackass matchmaker. 1783, the bodies of American martyrs were not yet cold. The country didn't even have a president yet. And what did this one fellow wanted to do? He wanted to become a jackass matchmaker. Before we make this sound sillier than it is, you should hear the reasoning. The fighting was over. The new nation needed to get down to business. That business primarily was agriculture. Yet according to this one man, this country could never be truly superior agriculturally and therefore economically while using the horse as its number one work animal. The answer, he thought, was mules. They lived longer than horses. They were more resistant to disease. Mules required less food. Mules. And so it was that this one man took it upon himself to become, well, to become the father of the American mule. He was determined to breed the first mules in this new land. And how else but to become a jackass matchmaker? You remember, of course, you need a female horse and a male donkey, a mare and a jackass to breed a mule. We had plenty of mares. We needed the jackasses. So this fellow, who saw this project as his patriotic duty, this prospective father of the American mule, announced his intention to other nations and other countries who counted donkeys among their national treasures. And soon, in honor of the newly united states, jackasses were pouring in from everywhere. There was a jackass from Madrid, for example, a gift from the King of Spain. There was a jackass from Malta. That was a gift from the Marquis de Lafayette. And meanwhile, our country's first jackass matchmaker became obsessed with his experimental breeding, and in only a span of a very few years, with the eager assistance of some of the world's most, well, most magnificent jackasses, this one man had bred scores of the biggest, strongest, most handsomely colored, most stunningly formed mules ever seen anywhere. The blood of the American martyrs was not yet dry. Our nation was still in need of a leader. But this man had retired. This man, who might have been the nation's leader, had retired to become a jackass matchmaker. But he was lured out of retirement. This jackass matchmaker from New York State, this father of the American mule, he was lured out of retirement to become the father of his country. His name was George Washington. And now you know the rest of the story.